Q94 Show Mountain Rock. Coaching shows continue. We're headed into Texas County to talk with head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you, Gary?
Fantastic. And congratulations on the 2-0 start for your Houston Tigers.
Thank you. It feels really good this time of year to be setting 2-0 for sure.
Absolutely. And, last week, it was one of those weeks, where there was just all kinds of stuff going on in the air, but your Houston Tigers took care of business and picked up a really nice win over Springfield Catholic.
Yeah, it was one of those things. Opening kickoff, we ran down the field, covered the ball. They bobbled the ball, and we tackled them at the 8. Right off the bat, to have that kind of field position for our defense was great. They threw the ball 7 or 8 consecutive plays and moved the ball just a little bit down the field and then got a 3-and-out and shanked the punt. We got really good field position and marched right down the field and scored. Not much time off the clock. We're up 7-0, and I don't remember what happened. Anyway, we scored again pretty quick, and then the quarterback leaves early second quarter, and, he was kind of the engine that made the train go, and, super fast kid.
Yeah.
Did a lot of really good things on film with his legs, and they brought an athletic kid in, but, you know how it is. It's just not the same in smaller schools. Football when you bring in a backup quarterback, and he definitely took the run game away a little bit, and then obviously he wasn't as nice of a passer as the starter, so I thought we did a good job. We had 6 different varsity players that carried the ball in the first half and did some really nice things, and then the second half after the first series we were able to get our JV guys in up 42-0, and we let them finish the night. And it was a good night. It was a night when everybody on the sideline got to play, and everybody feels good about that on Saturday morning. So
well, and that that's where you get to kind of create a little bit of depth for possibly later on, or instead of that platoon, that two-way player, maybe somebody a younger player will take advantage of that time and earn a Friday night spot.
Yeah, I think you got that. And then you have kids that are, the lights don't seem as bright on Friday night because they've played under them before. So when it is their time to shine, it's not the big nerve-wracking situation that it would be had they not had some time under the lights. So, I thought it was awesome just kind of get the jitters out for some of those young kids. And then maybe that way the stage isn't so big when they have to step up and play a big role for us.
Well, tonight you head north to Dent County to take on the Salem Tigers and Coach Neil Myers. What are you seeing out of Salem?
I think they seem to be a lot more disciplined than they've been the last few years, and I think that's a credit to Coach Myers and what he's trying to do. He seemed like last year when he got there, he was trying to instill discipline and they were going to do the right things. And I think that's what you see on film a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Kids play hard. They're not overly big, but the kids, they're aggressive. They play hard. I feel like he's done a lot of really good things and the kids are buying in. Looks like they're going to get in a few different formations, still going to be some double tight, double wing looking stuff, and just kind of try to run downhill at you. So definitely going to have to play some assignment football. And if you think they have the ball, you better tackle them. So defensively, they look like they're going to be aggressive and fly around the football. But just looking at the sidelines, it appears that Salem is Salem, and they have a lot of bodies. So kind of scary. We all know what Salem has been in the past, and I promise it's not going to be long before they're that again. So we just need to take care of ourselves and put ourselves in position to be successful at the end of the night and and not let them get the train rolling.
And move to 3-0. It's got a good sound to it, doesn't it?
It has a great sound to it. You know, and Salem has had Houston's number for so many years. We're on a 3-year win streak. We definitely want to keep that going and keep everybody feeling good, having emotions feeling good. But, you know, we got to take care of business. And it's always a tough place to play over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, they got them annoying fire trucks, and the atmosphere is pretty good. And, I mean, everybody in Dent County, they seem to show up on Friday nights and have a good time. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be homecoming over there. I don't know. We always play them right off the bat, and it seems like they have homecoming about the first home game of the season. So, I mean, every year it's homecoming, and they got lots of things going on, and floats and bands and fire trucks and all the things. So, you know, it is what it is. We're kind of used to that kind of treatment when we go over there. So embrace it and enjoy it. Take care of business.
All right, the Houston Tigers, you can catch that game right here on the Mountain of Rock. Q94 kickoff will be right there at 7 o'clock. The 2-0 Houston Tigers on the road taking on the Salem Tigers. Which Tiger will it be? Hey, Coach Eric Sloan for the Houston Tigers, thanks for spending some time with us, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Gary. We'll see you next week.